This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome again to Morning Devotions. I wonder if you're old enough to remember the singer-songwriter Hank Williams. Well, Hank Williams died suddenly in 1953. He was only 29 and during his short life had a profound impact on country music around the world. He wrote many hit songs, but his personal life ended in a tragic way with alcoholism and other sad issues which actually affected him. But Hank Williams will be remembered for the wonderful way of singing and the words. Like this one song that interested me. It's called Men with Broken Hearts. Now, he may well have been talking about himself in this song. You'll meet many just like me upon life's busy street, with shoulders stooped and heads bowed low and eyes that stare in defeat. Poor souls that live within the past, where sorrow plays all parts, where a living death is all that's left for men with broken hearts. You have no right to be the judge, to criticise and condemn, but just think, for the grace of God, it would be you instead of him. One careless step, a thoughtless deed, and then the misery starts, and to those who weep, death comes cheap, these men with broken hearts. Oh, so humble that you should be when they come passing by, for it's written that the greatest men never get too big to cry. Some lose faith in love and life when sorrow shoots her darts, and with hope all gone, they walk alone, these men with broken hearts. You've never walked in that man's shoes, or saw things through his eyes, or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. Some were paupers, some were kings, and some were masters of the arts. But in their shame, they're all the same, these men with broken hearts. Life sometimes can be so cruel that a heart will pray for death. God, why must these living dead know pain with every breath? So help your brother along the road, no matter where he starts. For the God who made you then are these men with broken hearts. There it is, the words of the song that goes way back in the 50s, the song called Men with Broken Hearts. And I want to talk about this today and again tomorrow. If I were to ask you whether your heart's ever been broken, I'm confident that you probably would say yes. At some stage in my life, I have felt my heart broken, whatever that really means. Well, we are human. We're prone to get hurt. I mean, anything can pop up sometimes. Our heart, of course, is a most fragile commodity that we possess, both physically and spiritually. And we know that any damage to the heart signifies, well, the end of life. And people are cured often with early surgery to cure a physical heart problem. But what about that unseen heart? It's much harder to deal with that because the pain of a broken heart that can actually remain for the rest of our lives unless it's healed. And of course, I just want to think specifically of men. Women will generally cry when things go wrong, but us guys, we express how we feel in different ways, and often we don't cope with that very well. Many men repress their emotions. They're not comfortable crying at the risk of being seen as weak or less masculine. So repressed emotions, they might keep you in a state of sadness for a long time. So I wonder why it is that so many men drink alcohol heavily. Is it to dull this inner pain, perhaps of memories or guilt or past events that have never been reconciled? It could well be the result of a broken heart. So we're told to try and find ways to express how we feel. And for some, that can be easier said than done. Find help with your family and friends. Talk to people. Talk to friends who care. You might be surprised how many men have been in similar situations. We've also, whether we're male or female, need to find ways to enjoy our life. So find things that we like to do. Go to the movies or meet up with people or friends, or focus your life on the things that are positive and learn from that heartbreak. And remember what God says, that God heals the brokenhearted. That's in Psalm 147, verse 3, and he binds up their wounds. Thank you, Lord. That's the message we need to hear today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.